This is Fresh Air. People have been talking about excerpts from the extraordinary AIDS diaries kept by writer Thomas Mallon, which were published in The New Yorker this past December. Mallon's also known for his historical fiction, novels such as Watergate, a title that needs no explanation. Mallon's latest historical novel, Up with the Sun, takes readers into the entertainment worlds of New York and Hollywood. Our book critic Maureen Corrigan has this review.
Google the real-life actor Dick Colman, and you'll see one of those faces that just misses. Here's how Thomas Mallon, in his dazzling new historical novel, Up with the Sun, describes the young Colman's looks when he made his stage debut in 1951. He had a fine, glossy New York kisser, the kind that made you wonder, Italian? Jewish? A less perfect Tony Curtis, magnetic and mischievous. Colman is one of two central characters in Up with the Sun. He was an actor, mostly on stage, from the early 1950s into the 70s. For a time, he was even a comedy protege of Lucille Ball's and starred for one season in the TV sitcom Hank. Forgettable is an adjective that attaches itself to Colman's career like dust to a ceiling fan. But his violent death in 1980 propelled him into a different kind of fame. Colman was shot and killed, along with his male lover, by three robbers in his Manhattan townhouse. That townhouse doubled as a showroom for his antiques business, which he called Possessions of Prominence. For Mallon, that preposterously bloated name reveals something essentially off-putting about Colman's personality. As Mallon imagines him, Colman is just too much, too aggressively ingratiating with casting directors and powerful stars like Lucille Ball. Up with the Sun is a novel about showbiz strivers and a certain slice of gay life in mid to late 20th century America. Mallon's other main character here is his sometime narrator, a wry and sweet gay man named Matt Leonetto, who's a musical accompanist on several of the shows Colman appears in. In Mallon's imagining, Matt visits Colman on the evening of his death. Curiously, the stingy Colman gives Matt a piece of costume jewelry, which turns out to be, in Alfred Hitchcock's famous term, the MacGuffin that holds the secret to the motive for Colman's murder. Throughout his writing career, Mallon has perfected the art of immersing readers in times past without making us feel like we're strolling through a simulacrum like Disneyland's Main Street USA. Unlike his anti-hero Dick Colman, Mallon never lays it on too thick. For instance, Mallon has an expert's fine appreciation for the mundane language of the period. He has Colman exclaim at one point, "How about that?" When was the last time you heard anyone utter that old phrase? The celebrities who populate this novel are mostly bygone B-listers, like Kay Ballard and Dolores Gray, as well as the beloved old Turner Movie Classics host Robert Osborne. Lest the atmosphere get too nostalgic, too maudlin, Mallon's signature wit remains crisp as a kettle chip. He clearly has a blast, for example, making up a bad newspaper review of Colman's overacting, in which the fictional critic comments, "Mr. Colman probably put sugar in his saccharin." Good line. Mallon's best historical novels, and this is one of them, are haunted by a sharp awareness of the transiency of things. So it is that fame and the magic of even the greatest of performances, such as Judy Garland's 1961 comeback show at Carnegie Hall, are only momentary. Colman is in the audience at that show, along with fading Hollywood stars and about 1,000 teary-eyed gay men. The also gay but disdainfully dry-eyed Colman thinks to himself that whatever was broken in these guys was reaching toward and sparking whatever was broken in her. Time moves on, and Judy and her fans vanish. Whole worlds are wiped away. This sweeping novel takes readers up to the early days of the AIDS epidemic, an epidemic Mallon himself lived through. A couple of months ago, The New Yorker published excerpts of the diaries a young Thomas Mallon kept while he was living in New York as the gay cancer was ravaging that city. Those diary entries are immediate and devastating, as well as improbably and mercifully witty. As Up With the Sun nears its end, we readers realize AIDS is waiting in the wings, which makes the time we spend, even with the entertaining yet obnoxious likes of Mallon's Dick Colman, all the more precious.
Maureen Corrigan is a professor of literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Up With the Sun by Thomas Mallon. On tomorrow's show, we'll talk with author Mark Whitaker about a turning point in the civil rights movement. In 1966, Stokely Carmichael challenged the tactic of nonviolence and replaced John Lewis as chair of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. Black power became a widely used phrase, and the Black Panthers appeared on the scene. Whitaker's book is Saying It Loud. I hope you can join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Teresa Madden, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Thea Challoner, Seth Kelly, Susan Yakundi, and Joel Wolfram. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.